Nick Carter, welcome back home to Tampa.
Yes, I've been dying to talk to you guys.
Oh my gosh. We are so excited. And I have to tell you, Nick, my co-host Holly, we just moved here to Hot 101.5 about 6 months ago. We're new here, but I will tell you, Holly is probably the biggest Nick Carter Backstreet Boys
Stop
fan.
It. I'm blushing. Stop it.
She's been
I'm so
excited.
I love it.
Oh my gosh.
I absolutely love it.
Like her neck is flushed right now.
It's okay. I get flushed as well, so we share something in common.
Awesome. At least there's that. Well, I've obviously always been a big fan. I mean, Backstreet Boys days and everything. So it's so cool to talk to you.
Thank you for having me, and it's great to talk to you as well.
Well, I feel like what everyone is so curious and interested about is this tour, possible tour between the Backstreet Boys
and the Spice Girls.
Tell us about that. What's happening?
Well, you know, it was an idea that we had. We did a Backstreet Boys New Kids on the Block tour about maybe 5 years ago, and it was a lot of fun. You know, it was a big success, and people, like, I think fans really love to have two of their favorite bands kind of come together on one bill so that they can go see them and, you know, enjoy, like, both of them. So we were like, well, what would be the next thing? Oh, what about like the Spice Girls and stuff like that? Because, you know, they had released their Wannabe song, at the same time that we released our song, Quit Playing Games. And then I think Hanson did like a song as well, Mbop. And it was all around the same time that we kind of invaded America, on the radio with pop music. And so it just kind of opened up the door for that generation of music. And anyway, so long story short, just thought it'd be a cool idea, and it's in their court now. You know, all the boys are on board, and
they better say yes. So help me, Jesus, if those Spices are not on board.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not that they're not on board. I think that they might not know about it yet, and we're kind of. I mean, our people were in talk with them in the past, you know, and then. You know, things, we went on our 20th anniversary tour, and so now it's kind of opened the door up again. And I mean, it could be like a stadium tour. It could be huge.
So what's the likelihood of between 1 and 10, 10 being like it's going to happen and a 1 being absolutely not? What are the chances of it happening, you think?
I'm at 50-50.
Okay.
I'll take those odds.
We're excited. Now, Dancing with the Stars, how has that experience been so far?
Oh, God, it's been a lot of fun, a lot of work.
Grueling, though, right? Some of the practices are just intense.
It's very intense. You know, I actually talked to my buddy Joey Fatone from NSYNC, and, you know, we were talking about, he was one of the people that I came to and asked him. I said, hey, listen, I'm thinking about doing this show. You know, what do you think? He's like, you got to do it. You know, it's a lot of fun. It's all worth it in the end. And you know, the reason why we're like, I just shot a movie with Joey up in Montana called Dead Seven.
Right.
It's a zombie movie. And so anyways, he was one of the biggest reasons that I decided to do it, but he was also telling me how grueling the work is, and how every week, you know, there's a new dance, and how mentally challenging it is, and how you have to have the mental endurance and physical endurance. But either way, I'm on it. Doing it, having a blast, and loving it.
Have you lost any weight while doing it? Because it looks so intense, and I'm always so envious of the people that lose weight while they're training for it.
Yeah, it's actually one of the reasons I did the show, to be quite honest with you.
Are you serious?
To get in shape?
No. You know, we have to find interesting new ways to kind of stay in shape and keep us motivated, right? So I was right in between the tour with Backstreet Boys. We just got off our world tour. And so I had some time, so I was like, I'm going to go film a movie, and I think I'm going to do Dancing with the Stars, because I know how intense the workout is. Like, I feel like an athlete, you know?
No, it's so true.
And I'll tell you, you know, I'm such a huge football fan, and I'm a diehard Buccaneer fan.
Yes.
And so, like, I feel like, and I even said a tweet, I said, you know, I kind of feel like the mirror ball is the Lombardi Trophy, and that I'm the Buccaneers, and I'm actually in the playoffs.
Oh, so, nice.
So I'm looking at, like, I'm almost like an athlete, is what I'm saying.
I can see that. I mean, because it's a tough training that you all go through. Now, talking about the Bucs, what do you think of Jameis Winston?
Yeah, were you a fan of the Jameis Winston pick?
Yeah, I actually don't know what to think yet. I, like every fan in Tampa, is going, I hope that this does not turn out to be what has happened to this team for the past 30 years or whatever, where the quarterbacks never pan out.
Yes.
And so I feel like everyone sitting on a Sunday watching is like, please don't. Please, can we just get through this with a win, please? So we'll hope, I guess.
And it's funny. I have some advice for him. You know, like, seriously, I went through some rough times. I was into, like, partying and all that stuff. And thankfully, I'm, like, out of that lifestyle. And I love Tampa. But everyone knows Tampa and knows that there's a nice party scene out there. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, Jameis, my advice to you, stay out of the club, particularly the topless club. stay out. Don't go to Ybor.
Yes.
Make sure you get rid of all your scummy friends,
mm-hmm.
and get a girlfriend and get married and settle down and keep your nose in the books. All right, that's how you're going to be successful, because you got to be careful.
I love it, Uncle Nick laying down the advice for old Jameis.
That's right.
Now we have to ask you about your song "I Will Wait." How's it doing so far?
Yeah, honestly, people, I'm blown away at the reception that it's getting, especially from a solo side. I mean, that Backstreet Boys have had such a huge success with big hits in the past, and it's been hard to live up to, you know, the solo side of things. And just so everybody knows, like, we do solo in between, like, our Backstreet Boy albums and everything, so we all support one another.
Of course.
But the reception has just been so loving and open, because it is a song that really taps into what our fans used to love about this group, which was they loved love songs. And so that's what this is. It's an old-fashioned throwback love song. Has, you know, just a little bit of a plain white tease vibe, but very simple. And even the music video, like, I created a video that was just, It's got a story to it. It's about this older couple that actually have been married forever, and like for 40, 50 years, and then something very tragic happens, and then they go to heaven together. But the cool thing is that it's a real couple that works in Hollywood as actors, and
so
they really were together for 50 years.
Oh, that's
and
so cool.
That touches my heart. I cried when I watched the video yesterday, and I sat there at my desk with tears. Miguel was like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Nick Carter." It's fantastic.
No, I just thank you so much. And that's what I wanted to create, emotional attachment to this video. I wanted people to kind of connect with it in a way that, because everybody loves love. Everybody wants to have that relationship that lasts till you're old. You know
that
what I mean?
So
everybody
true.
Wants that. You know, in this world where there are so many divorces and things that are happening, you know, this is actually that good side, because there can be happy endings in fairy tales.
So true. Well, Nick, when you come back to Tampa, you have an open invitation to always stop by.
Yes, please come stop by.
Holly says you have to stop
please
by,
stop
actually.
By.
There's no option.
No.
Oh, I will, and you'll get the front row seat if we do the Spice Girls Backstreet Boys tour.
Awesome.
Yes!
Thank
awesome.
You,
Nick. But if we don't do the Spice Girls tour, you'll still get them on the next Backstreet Boy World Tour.
Okay. We'll be looking forward to it. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, guys. Later.
Bye.